I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Israel-Hamas ceasefire was tested after Hamas returned the bodies of only four deceased hostages on Monday. Israel called it a violation of the ceasefire agreement and said it'll reduce Gaza aid deliveries. In these tensions, Elia Butoli with Beit Halal Congregation says the treatment and fate of the 251 Hamas hostages became nationally personal.
After 7th of October, each family, each person in Israel had either a friend or a relative or a close family that had been in captivity or had been hurt from the war.
Pray that these 20 men and their families will find their hope and healing in God and keep praying.
As I said, today it's a big celebration, but the future, we're still dealing with a terror organization. It's one step closer to the peace, but it's not complete peace in Israel.
And becoming a parent is a tremendous privilege, but it's also a role filled with incredible responsibility. You get to shape the entire worldview of another person, and the years 4 to 14 are especially critical. Not sure where to start? Keys for Kids' Greg Yoder highlights three essential truths that every Christian parent wants their kids to know. First,
you have to know Jesus. Jesus Christ is the only way of salvation. It's not about being good. You can't dress a certain way. You can't even say a certain thing. It's by grace alone, through faith alone, through Christ alone that we're saved.
Second, the Bible is a true and trustworthy source.
We know it's true because there have been, I can't even tell you how many prophecies, and so far all of them have come true, bar none.
This story continues at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering a 15-day Hindu World Prayer Guide and an invitation to join together in praying for them from October 12th through the 26th. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.